Psalm 121, verse 1 to 8. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm, verse 20 to 21. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Now let us pray. Dear Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for the battles that you fight for me, those which are seen and those which are unseen. Father, I ask for your divine protection. You know my struggles, and so I call for your help. I cannot do this alone. I cannot fight this battle alone. We are asking for a supernatural breakthrough. Move in, Holy Spirit. Be our comfort at this time. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me if I have taken your grace and your goodness for granted. Break the strongholds that your people face. Break the chains that are pulling your children down. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more unrest in our hearts. You have the final say, Lord Jesus. And your word says that you have come to give us life, and life more abundantly. As I pray, Lord, even for the person who is listening, whatever it is that they are wrestling with, be it in their spirit, in their minds, in their bodies, whatever area of their life that's coming up against opposition, I call on the name that is above every name. I call on you, King Jesus. Set us free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Set us free from unrest in our hearts. And so we seek your face, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father. We come and bow down before your throne, asking for your help. I pray for the light that is Jesus Christ to shine in my life. Destroy the darkness. Your word in Hebrews 12 says that you are a consuming fire, meaning that you are a God who is powerful and holy. And so I ask, you burn away any cloud of confusion over my life. Burn away any spirit of fear that may try to attack my life. I come against the spirit of depression. I speak peace of my life. I thank you for being a faithful God. You were a God who will never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you for hearing my prayer, Father, and every single person who is in agreement, Lord, listening. Bless their lives, Lord Jesus. Fill their lives with peace and give them a peace that is beyond all understanding. Because we look to you, Lord. We look to you in every aspect of our lives. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for the battles that you fight for me, those which are seen and those which are unseen. Father, I ask for your divine protection. You know my struggles, and so I call for your help. I cannot do this alone. I cannot fight this battle alone. We are asking for a supernatural breakthrough. Move in, Holy Spirit. Be our comfort at this time. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me if I have taken your grace and your goodness for granted. Break the strongholds that your people face. Break the chains that are pulling your children down. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more unrest in our hearts. You have the final say, Lord Jesus. And your word says that you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. As I pray, Lord, even for the person who is listening, whatever it is that they are wrestling with, be it in their spirit, in their minds, in their bodies, whatever area of their life that's coming up against opposition, I call on the name that is above every name. I call on you, King Jesus. Set us free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Set us free from unrest in our hearts. And so we seek your face, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father. We come and bow down before your throne, asking for your help. I pray for the light that is Jesus Christ to shine in my life. Destroy the darkness. Your word in Hebrews 12 says that you are a consuming fire, meaning that you are a God who is powerful and holy. And so I ask, you burn away any cloud of confusion over my life. Burn away any spirit of fear that may try to attack my life. I come against the spirit of depression. I speak peace of my life. I thank you for being a faithful God. You were a God who will never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you for hearing my prayer, Father, and every single person who is in agreement, Lord, listening. Bless their lives, Lord Jesus. Fill their lives with peace and give them a peace that is beyond all understanding, because we look to you, Lord. We look to you in every aspect of our lives. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope this prayer ministered to you. If it did, then share this beautiful prayer with your friends and loved ones. And also, subscribe and turn on the notification button so that you don't miss any prayer. God bless you.